Oh, hi there, Tim. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of our services to answer any of your questions and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your still fairly young company. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good. It's going good. I appreciate it.
Good, good. I'm happy to hear that. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that pack result
right,
that pops up. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers, and that's really the power of this particular listing, especially for a young company like yours. People will not need to already know the name of your business to pick up the phone and call you directly. Of course, they'll just find you by going on Google or even going on Bing and then typing in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, any of the services that you provide. And I know that you offer some other services too. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as it's a service that you provide and as long as it's within your coverage area, people will be able to find you as a top option when they do those searches. Now, of course, you know, you use Google yourself. I don't need to tell you. You will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And ultimately, not every company or not every person, I should say, not every person, business owner or residential owner who sees you on that first page will ultimately decide to call you. But the ones that do call you, Tim, they're going to be serious about hiring you. They'll be calling you directly, calling you specifically, calling you really hoping you're available to do the job, pretty much already thinking if you're available and you've got a fair price, they want to hire you for your services. Are you doing commercial work too, or is it just residential at this point?
I do commercial and residential.
Do you have a preference of one over the other, or you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I mean, it really just depends. The commercial, it's a little harder to get into because most places around here are working all like 7 days. They have a shift every day.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
I have to like do part of it, and then I have to get with them when they're going to have this moved or if it's a bigger job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, just the same, if you're willing to do the commercial work, we'll promote you for that as well. And you get the calls. I mean, it's not like you're paying for a lead and then chasing down that lead and, of course, kind of being in a bidding war with your competitors or feeling compelled to take what comes your way as a job. You know, Tara put on the Angie Leads profile here. I think she found it when she was looking
for
the website.
Yeah, I'm actually having an issue with that right now.
Are you? Yeah, you wouldn't be the first.
I'm waiting to get a call back because I was told one thing and then everything else happened.
Okay.
And it's already costing me money. So I've called my lease and I'm waiting to hear back from.
Good, yeah. Yeah. A lot of business owners are unpleasantly surprised when they find out they're paying for every single lead, whether they get the job or not. Even when they call and nobody answers, they're still paying for that lead. So the lead fees can add up pretty quickly if you're not staying on top of it. And I'm actually glad to hear that you put those leads on pause for now. And like I said, with us, you know, you're not dealing with a potential customer who's looking for a couple of estimates or, you know, maybe just trying to find the cheapest guy in town. When the calls come to you, they're already calling you because they want to hire you. So it's going to be a much higher conversion rate with the calls that you get. And like I was saying, since you're not paying for the leads, you don't have to take every job. You can pick the job that's going to be most profitable for you. Maybe it is that commercial job, or maybe it's a residential job, or a job that you can get in and out and get it done quickly and move on to that next one. So, you know, whether you're doing 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is with us just the same fixed flat rate. Now, Tara did not attach.
Okay, so it's not per click or anything?
No, it is not. No, you're not paying per lead, per click, per call, or per job. you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's a flat rate. Again, you're not paying a percentage of your profits. The calls do come directly to you, though, and it is a flat rate. It's for that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. We can do Google paid ads or Facebook ads. We can do Google Guarantee, which is local service ads, kind of a pay-per-lead system through Google, but the leads are vetted, and it's a much higher conversion rate, and the lead fees are pretty similar to what Home Advisor does. So, you know, Google Guarantee is a great lead-based service, and we can do that. The position that we're tasked with filling here is the local listing, that local SEO or that map or that PAC result that pops up right on the top of that first page. So that's the position that we're talking about. So with that, you're there 24/7. No matter how many times people click on your listing, it is just going to be that flat rate. Now, Kara did not attach a website, and it is correct that you do not currently have a website for Exterior and Beyond Pressure Services?
I have a brand page. It's more like a link page.
Okay.
So you click on it, and it takes you to, it'll be like a logo, a little mission statement, and just if you want to go look our Facebook, check it here. If you want to call us here, if you want to email us.
Okay. So, you know, we can have a link to that brand page on a .com website that we'll build for you. We can promote that too if you like, just promote it directly. But I think having a .com website that, again, even links to that brand page, but also has more information about your company, before and after photos, testimonials from your satisfied clients, I would be willing to include that website for you at no additional cost, just to ensure that steady stream of high-quality phone calls. You know, our job is not just to list you on that first page. It's to make sure that people are calling you and hiring you for your services. So we don't expect all of our business owners to have a website. In this case, so I would want to include that website at no additional cost. Now, of course, it's not just for Google. To make sure that you do pop up as a top option requires that we create the content Google looks for. Google is currently indexing almost 70 different destinations and directories. Some are known to the public, like Yelp, Facebook, Superpages. We'll create that content, but most of it is stuff that no one's ever heard of, and we certainly do not create that content so your customers can see it. We create that content to reassure Google that, yes, you are in that service area, that you provide those services. So time and again, they'll see that content talking about your services in your service area. And it really is kind of those directories that most people have not heard of, you know, Opendi, Point.com, Solio, TelNav, Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. Those directories and destinations are as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. Everything's equally weighted, and the stuff that other companies don't have that you have that verifies that you provide that service, that's what's going to have you pop up on that first page. Now, are you doing soft wash or roof wash too?
Yes, sir. We do offer. I just got all my equipment in for my roof washing.
Okay.
So I'm now offering that.
Okay. Now, are you keeping that to single-story homes, or what would you be willing to do for that?
I can pretty much get the manpower to do just about anything.
Okay.
I don't really know. I've never done I've done a couple of small office buildings.
Okay. Nice.
But I'm not sure how big I would be able to go. I mean, I'm sure I can rent equipment. Not a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been this is the biggest job we can do kind of guy.
Okay. Right. That's good. No, that's good. I mean, sometimes you find, you know, like when you start testing your limits, you find that you're capable of doing a lot more than you might have thought otherwise. So, I mean, you know, like I said, we're going to be able to promote you for residential as well as commercial jobs. So if the jobs come your way, you can kind of decide if you want to take that job on or not. And if you're doing roof wash and soft wash, I mean, those are definitely keywords that we'll put into the content that we want to create for you to make sure that you pop up. Now, I notice you've got a Facebook page as well, and the brand page. So we can have the brand page and the Facebook page linked directly to your website. So everything that you've got already working for you, will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach a much larger target audience. And not everyone uses Angie Leads, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they're using Bing. You're going to be found on any device that accesses the Internet, whether it's laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with Internet access, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. Obviously, when we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. And you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Now, as far as pricing goes, we've got a couple of different packages. Tara says that you're willing to go to mobile, but maybe not necessarily if we can keep you closer to home, right?
Well, I don't go to mobile because I do not have a mobile city license.
Okay. Oh, she says no mobile. I was wondering because I saw the no mobile license, but then at first I thought it says you'd go to mobile. Oh, I see. So you'll go as far as Foley, but no mobile because you don't have a license for mobile.
Right. I'll pretty much service all of Baldwin County, but I was telling her I can't drive an hour and a half away to go do a $125 patio.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not cost effective, especially with gas prices, although they're starting to look like they're coming down just a bit. It's still crazy what we're spending. The reason that I was asking is, like I said, we've got a couple of different packages, and the farther away that you want to go, the more important it is that we include some of these other things like Facebook ads or Google ads and things like that. But now that I've got a clearer understanding of what your service area would look like, now you want to keep it pretty local. You want to keep it pretty close to home. So that local campaign would be ideal for you. And, of course, with the website included, get your phone, get your phone ringing, you're not going to have to go beyond an hour to take on that work. And I know that it's not just you. You've got a couple of helpers. So this will get your phone ringing. It'll have you picking and choosing the work that's most profitable for you. And like I said, you're probably not even going to need to turn those Angie leads back on. No one wants to pay for a lead, excuse me, and chase down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Unfortunately, with that particular service, you deal with a potential customer who knows they're going to get 5 or 6 phone calls, and they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're just looking for an estimate, trying to budget for something down the road, not even knowing that business owners are coming out of pocket at the moment to pay for that particular lead. So my goal would be,
the problem I had was I was told one thing, and I was very, very particular, like, hey, explain to me how this is going to work, and then
right.
I pay them the money, and everything is completely different.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised at that. In fact, they have you listed as mobile as well, so they might be sending you leads that you can't even do the job for. So you're not the first person to have issue with that particular service. I've been doing it long enough. Of course, it's only been about 7 months that it's been Angie Leads, kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor.
Right, instead of Home Advisor.
Yeah, before that it was Home Advisor. About 9 years ago it was called Service Magic. It's the same company. They do change ownership, they change their name, but it's the same business model of shared leads where you get the same lead that goes out to your competitor. So, like I said, and I'm not surprised to hear that you're told one thing and then finding out that it's something completely different. I've heard business owners swear up and down, I only get charged for the jobs I get, not for the lead. They charge me per job. I talked to one guy, and it was about 6 months ago, but I'll never forget it. He was a junk hauler in Atlanta, and he only wanted to do the bigger jobs. So every lead he was getting, he was clicking on it to see if it was a big job. If it was just like a refrigerator, he was passing on it. And I'm like, hang on, are you clicking on every lead? He's like, yeah, I'm looking for the big jobs. I says, you're getting charged for every lead, right? He says, no, they're only charging me for the jobs I take. I'm like, that would be the exception. He's like, hang on one second. He puts me on hold for about 5 minutes. He comes back. He says, they took $1,000, almost $1,100 out of my account over the weekend. And I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. You get charged for every single lead, whether you click on it, whether you call them or not, whether you call them and they don't answer the phone, if they hang up on you as soon as you call them, you're still paying for that lead. And he says, whoa, that's not what I was told. So, I mean, yeah, I'm not surprised to hear you have a similar experience. So, like I said, my goal would be to have you get enough phone calls and enough work that you don't even have to worry about that service. You can just keep those leads popping.
Yeah, well, I'm already going to cancel it if they'll ever give me a call back.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out for most businesses, but, you know, this is going to get your phone ringing. You know, it's the old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Playing field, in this case, is the first page of Google, and I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until we get you on that first page, until we get you on that playing field, it is hard to win. Most consumers will
start. Yeah, it's really have a lot of credibility, too.
It sure does. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Most of the time, at least for many of us and for some of the services we need, we don't know who to call. And, you know, not everybody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone that we see on that first page. And when you're on that first page, even though you're a young company, you can beat out the bigger, more established guy. We could... You know, we just got to get you on that first page and get that website where people can see it. Like I said, you are going to get that detailed reporting and tracking system, and it's easy to budget for. You know how much it bills? In this case, it's $199. That's the exact amount for that local campaign. That's with the 50% reduction in the cost for being a young company.
And that's per month?
That's per month, and it's a fixed flat rate. So, you know, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. The new business rate is 50% off the normal cost of the service. Without that reduction, you'd be looking at $399 a month. $199 would be the exact amount, though. And while it is a promotional rate for a newer business, it's not an introductory rate. So it's not ever going to go up on you. It's a fixed rate. It really is more of an assistance program, if you will, just to kind of make it more affordable for younger companies. Although we offer the service on a month-to-month basis, we do know that our clients stay with it long-term because it is profitable to be on that first page. Now, like I said, as far as the website goes, I want to include it at no additional cost, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. So we can use any photos you've got now. In fact, we can pull them right off of your Facebook page if you like. But since the maintenance and updating of the website is also included, when we send you more jobs, you can take photos of those jobs too, and we can add those photos to your website or videos even. There would never be any additional costs for us to do that. The one thing that I can do here, well, what I cannot do is wear a black eye for Angie Leads. We've got nothing at all to do with them or even with their business model, but there is a promo code. Where is that promo code? There it is. There's a promo code in our system that is for someone who either is currently or has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere, and it is just designed to make our services a little bit more affordable. That allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of our choosing. Now, the setup fee is there because of all of the 70 different directories that we have to create to get you on that first page. And that setup fee, sometimes we incur a direct cost to create that. Other times, of course, it's just the manpower and the hours and work involved. That setup fee can be as high as $299, the one-time setup fee that would attach to the first month. I might sometimes take, you know, $20, $30 or $100, or sometimes even cut that setup fee in half. But being that you had such a bad experience with the Angies, and I know how expensive that service can be, while I cannot get that money back, I can do right by your company, get your phone ringing and keep it ringing. And I want to take, I actually want to take two-thirds of that setup fee away. Just take, $99 for that one-time setup fee and take the $200 off of that setup fee. So you'd be saving $200 every month off the normal cost of the service. You're saving $200 off of your setup fee. So in the first month alone, you're saving $400. Now, that, to be honest with you, puts us a little bit below our operating costs. Even with the $99 setup fee, since we're building that website for you, we'll spend more than that $298 in that first month to get things going for you. We got to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, and earn your business for a couple of months just for us to break even. So that $99 setup fee, that just attaches to the first month. Every month after that, Tim, it would be that flat rate of the $199. Now, like I said, with the detailed reporting and tracking, you always know when someone's trying to contact you. Most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything's got the click-to-call feature. The website that we'll build will have a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, either where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything that they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, sir. I do have one question.
Sure.
Like I was telling Tara, I'm starting other companies.
Oh,
I'm doing my big thing is I'm trying to start like e-commerce and like an old brand and all. Do y'all offer the same type of services for that? I know that's a lot more broad and it's not so much area based.
Right. So for something like that where you're covering a much larger area, we would offer it like a different service. It wouldn't be the local listing because obviously it's not local. It would be like paid Facebook ads, paid Google ads, or even like local service leads, basically local service ads, but it's really leads that you would get directly through Google. We can do those other services. Now, are you saying that business is already up and running, or you're in the works of getting it going?
Well, I have one. I'm working on a second one right now. But eventually I'm shooting for 4 or 5.
Oh, wow.
I'm just looking for a future.
Yeah, exactly. And getting things set up down the road. That's something we can definitely do for you. But like I said, it's not local based. It's not service based in the area. So it would be a different suite of services. But, for the exterior and beyond pressure services, the local campaign is ideal for you. So, and that's
right,
the way you
want
the business,
I
right?
I agree.
That's how the business is branded with the AND, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and. I've got it as exterior and beyond pressure services, and that is accurate, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is the one on the Facebook page, so definitely the best number for your customers to call, Tim. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
An iPhone, yeah, okay. And like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message and an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, people do not need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And of course, when necessary, we'll use it to contact you, but it does look like exterior and beyond@gmail.com. That's the email.
Yes, sir.
So close enough to the business name for it to be branded.
Yeah, well,
on
I didn't realize it when I set it up. I actually just made a Google business email for my second company
okay.
the other day.
Oh, I got you.
I didn't realize whenever I first set the pressure services up, it was just kind of, hey, I need to get this out there.
Uh-huh.
And, I should have made that a .com email also, but.
That's okay. Yeah.
So many people have it already, I'd be worried changing it to a .com email.
Yeah. Well, we can always update that later if you like, but it is already, close enough to the business name Exterior and Beyond that we can even list it physically on the website for people to see. Of course, it will also be attached to the contact form, so when someone fills out that form, you get the text and the email. And for us, when we contact you, we do use text, phone, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Tim, did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those?
I'd rather you text me because I get so many phone calls from different area codes and this and that. And I try to vet them through my my voicemail system.
Okay, yeah. I do the same thing. And I do actually have that question's default set to text preferred for service-based businesses, and that's the other thing I wanted to clarify and verify with you here. You are, of course, service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that you would want us to promote for the business, right?
No. It's all service-based. That's how I'm registered in the city, in the county that I work in.
Perfect, Yeah, that's what I figured. I did, though, see a physical address, and it's on that Angie's profile, the 18619 Horse Neck Road.
So you can see that if you look at Angie's list? It gives you that address?
It does. Is that your residence?
That's actually where I live. I told them, I said, I do not want my address displayed on my profile.
Yeah, nobody does, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if that were, you know, a shop or an outside office where you did your paperwork. Since you don't see customers coming to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do, especially since it's your residence and especially since you'll be out in the field most of the time. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Google, though, does want to make sure that you are an active business and that you're in the local area, since this is for the local map. Google does not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town. They do prefer the U.S. Postal Service, of course, but they know that you are service-based. So we're not going to list that physical street address. Like I said, it's just going to be listed city and state. And then, Tim, what is your last name, sir?
It's Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay.
I always tell people it's like the little yellow people on TV.
Yeah. All righty, Mr. Simpson. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, well, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. It's to schedule the follow-up call from our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's. And, you know, we make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. What I would do now, though, to secure the listing for your business so we can close out the category and work exclusively with you, it is required of me, as we are a Google Premier Partners, it's to read what's called a voice verification, Tim. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it is a month-to-month service, that we're including the website for you at no additional cost, that we're reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee as well. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Simpson, give me just a second here, Tim, to get that set up. Okay. So Tim, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Exterior and Beyond Pressure Services.
And that's exactly how I have that, with the AND spelled out. And then, Tim, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Tim Simpson, owner-operator.
Okay, and then as the owner and operator of Exterior and Beyond Pressure Services, Tim, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Tim, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Simpson, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, Tim, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tim, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Tim, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are now aware of the brand page as well as the Facebook page. There's no conflict there. In fact, we can include those links right on your website. The reason that we even ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. For example, we wouldn't want the ampersand or the symbol for the word and instead of the AND between the exterior and beyond to pop up anywhere online. So, like I said, we do the audit in the beginning. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be creating that website for you. We will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, Tim, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Simpson, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost and that one-time setup fee, with the website included at no additional cost, and then, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part does read as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, would be charged today, the 3rd of August, in the very discounted total amount of just $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month at the further reduced rate of $199.00. And once again, Tim, that $199 is a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there is no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Tim, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, the services are offered completely at will on a month-to-month basis, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. Or if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or want to pause the service, you can pause the service, even pause the service seasonally if necessary, by simply contacting client support. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Tim, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Simpson, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Tim, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Simpson, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It is on a Visa. Let me pull it out real quick.
On a Visa?
Yeah.
And then, is it your name first and last on the card? Is the business
yes, sir.
Name there? Any middle initial at all?
It's not on my card. It's Timothy Simpson.
I was going to say Tim or Timothy on that particular card. This one's got Timothy. And then, Tim, you did say that was a Visa card, sir. I'm actually ready for that number
yes,
whenever
sir.
You are.
It is 4737
yes,
0209
okay.
7984
yes, sir.
5120
okay. And then the expiration month and year?
It is 10/25.
10/25, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
452.
452. So I've got 452 on the back, and then October or 10/2025 for the expiration. And then, Tim, was the card itself 4737-0209-7984-5120?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that bill at the home address, the 18619
yes,
Horseneck
sir.
Road? Okay, and that's 36507. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, give me just a second. I'm going to grab this real quick.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right. Whenever works for you.
You ready for that toll-free number, Tim?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All righty. So that toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Tim, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, our emails are sent through our system on our server in bulk every minute or two, so you might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule the follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And like I said, we do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So it looks
like... Yeah, I just got it.
Okay, you did? Okay. If you open up the text, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the invoice email, it's got the invoice at the bottom. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms in the body of the email. And if you click there, it goes to where the text goes. But either way, you should be looking at local splash terms of experience at the top, and then it's got the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization, Tim. Is that what you see?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. Of course, that's everyone's major focus, but we will also optimize your business on Bing, same content. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website that will include. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder.
Right, yeah, I've already certified and signed.
Okay, so is it asking you for a username and a password at this point?
No, sir. I hadn't clicked confirm yet.
Oh, gotcha. So, yeah, once you get your name in there, and it is case sensitive, so...
It is,
Okay, so I can give you the username, but there's not actually a password assigned yet. It is just our automated system thinking, one, that your tracking system is already activated, and two, that you're trying to access it. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. In the next day or so, of course, we have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to be tracked, but once your username, or once your client dashboard is activated, we're going to email and text you your username and a default password. You can use that password to access your tracking, and then you can change the password if you like. A lot of people never change it, though. But I can give you the username. That's already created, and you cannot change it. It is easy to remember, though. It's simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just 251-424-3348. That's the username on the account. Other than that, like I said, you're all set and squared away except for that client interview. We try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible. It looks like there is just the one spot available for the 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, but 5 o'clock's almost completely wide open. But like I said, we'll schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25, 30 minutes. So it gets you a few minutes after the top of the hour, gets you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Would 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock work out better for you this afternoon for that phone call?
This afternoon?
If you're available, 3, 4, or 5,
I'm not actually available this afternoon. I'm actually, I took the phone call earlier. I'm in the middle of...
Let me get you off the phone as quick as I can. Oh, no kidding. Well, I appreciate your patience.
Yeah.
I know I can sometimes get pretty long-winded. Well, let's look to tomorrow then. It looks like 8 o'clock would be the first available, and pretty much anything between 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock. If you pick a spot, it's probably available, and then we would schedule it for that hour. What's going to work out for you tomorrow then?
I hate to be like this. Is there any way we could do it for Friday?
Yeah, the sooner the better. The sooner we create that content, the sooner we get your phone ringing. But Friday is
right, wide
open.
But I'll be busy, though.
Yeah, you're busy.
No,
we get
that.
From
5 to probably 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Oh, no kidding. So tomorrow's even worse. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Friday's fine. I mean, when people start saying,
Friday works for me.
Anytime. So I've got 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Any hour, want something morning-ish or late?
I'll tell you what, just give me a call about, what'd you say, 11?
11? Let me pick the 11 o'clock. 11 would be perfect. In fact, right now you're the only one scheduled at 11 o'clock. Like I said, we try to do them same day or next day, but Friday's pretty wide open. So it'll be scheduled from 11 until 12. You'll get at 10 a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 11.
Right.
Like I said, it'll get to you a few minutes after 11. I'm also right now going to send you a calendar invite to your email. Now, the calendar invite is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do. No problem if you do. But it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. I'm sending that out to you. It's got your username, which again is just your phone number. Then it's got your name and then your actual phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your password, and then we can find that information and forward it out to the right department. When we do the client interview, they're going to give you the photos@localsplash.com email. You can jot that down now if you like, but that's for the photos team directly. But anything and everything can be sent to the catch-all, which is the support email. Now, the voice verification is clear, and it is accurate and true. we will never ask you for a penny more. You know, it is that flat rate moving forward of $1.99. Now, I do have to be completely honest with you. Obviously, when we start creating content for your business online, people will be able to find you. The goal, of course, is for people who actually need your services to find you and call you directly. The downside to having an online presence, especially once we get your website up and active, you may get phone calls from other people claiming either to be Google or claiming to be local Splash. If they are asking you for money, you know right away that they're lying. Anyone who is actually associated with local Splash, and of course, Google's not going to call you directly. If we need Google to call you, we're going to initiate that call and then patch them through on a three-way. But anyone who is saying that they're local Splash should know my name. It's Paul Gordon, like Flash Gordon. You should be able to remember that. But if not, yeah. when we do the client interview, we're going to set up a security question. It's just some basic ones. I don't recommend mother's maiden name, although that's an option. Some of the other options were the city you were born in or your first pet's name. But once we get that set up, and again, our client interview technician won't have that set up yet, but he is going to set it up. And after that, anyone who calls will know both the security question and the answer without being prompted, and of course, they'll know my name. Just to give you a heads up, like I said, it's just the flat rate, never a penny more. Anybody calling you and asking you for money, just politely hang up. And if you've got any questions or concerns, just give us a call on that toll-free. Other than that, you're all set up and squared away on my end. Our technician will give you that follow-up call in that 11 o'clock hour, and you'll get that reminder email at 10 that call is scheduled for 11. But been real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, I'm trying to get you off the phone as quick as I can. I keep forgetting, but I am kind of long-winded. I appreciate your patience, and looking forward to getting this going. You know, welcome aboard.
Yeah, man, I really appreciate it, and I look forward to it.
Absolutely. Real pleasure speaking with you, Tim. Mr. Simpson, you enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
All right, man, you have a great day.
I sure will. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. You too.
Bye.